Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Oh boy, here we are.
Here we go.
Woo. We've had a great week.
We've had a great week, Gloria.
Glory
this
to
is
God.
I have so enjoyed doing this with you. This is wonderful.
I've enjoyed it. You're easy to preach with.
Well,
hallelujah.
We are talking about bulldog faith. And we're talking about how you can build up your faith, develop it to such a degree that no matter what the devil brings to you, you are strong, you're determined, you're aggressive, you're persistent. And we're not talking about...
It's a consistent thing.
It's consistent.
You got to stay with it.
Well, I remember a woman of God saying, inconsistency lies the power.
Not inconsistency,
but inconsistency
lies the power.
So when we are constant, and that's the thing that I observe about you and Kenneth all of these 40 years, I've known you 41 years, but I've worked for the ministry for 40 years, and just watching the consistency of the two of you, just watching.
It gets to be a lifestyle.
It does, doesn't it?
It gets easy after you do it 20, 30 years. No, it doesn't take that long, but it gets to be a habit. First of all, you decide, I'm not talking any unbelief. We're not saying anything that we don't want to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have certain things that you lay out like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in the Word every day and keep my faith strong.
That's right.
Certain things that you do to stay. And you can be persistent and you can be full of faith the rest of your days in the earth.
That's exactly
if you'll do the right things.
And I've watched the two of you. You really have never backed down from this. It's just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger around here. And we called Brother Copeland the other day. He was on the treadmill. He said, let me turn Brother Hagin off here.
Yeah.
So he was feeding on the Word. And with the two of you,
that's what you have to do.
You just inspire us to do that. And in this discussion that we're having about bulldog faith,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, no matter what is going on in your life, you get back up on your faith right now.
That's right.
You believe God, you get in the Word, you hear the Word of God, you listen to the materials that we provide from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and you get your faith strong, because in this day, in this hour that we in, it is vital, it is important. And, you know, you see things in the stock market and things that go up and down. With God, there is no change in the kingdom. The kingdom is on a constant rise. And it says the violent take it by force. We take the kingdom of God. We take everything that God has for us. And in this Friday broadcast, we're talking again about persistent faith. And we started yesterday, Gloria, by talking. I've got so many notes laying here, so much that I wanted to share with you. We were talking yesterday about the widow woman.
Oh, yeah.
The persistent widow woman. And if I can just kind of go back through that again. In Luke 18, there was an unjust judge that he did not give in to this woman that was coming to him and asking him.
That was his first mistake.
And in verse 3 of Luke 18, there's a widow that in the city that kept coming to him saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And then it says in verse 4, for the time he would not. But then later he said to himself, I don't have reverence or fear for God or respect or consideration for men, but yet because this woman continues to bother me.
In today's vernacular, we could say she's driving me crazy.
She's driving me crazy.
I've got to get rid of her.
She said, because she keeps bothering me, I will protect and avenge her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her constant coming, or at the last she shall come and rail on me or assault or strangle me. And, you know, we talked about the phrase yesterday, Gloria, about persistence wears down resistance.
That's right.
And we have to be the persistent ones. And so the unjust judge gave in to her. And we're picking up with verse 8 from yesterday. I will tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith? Or you could say there, will he find persistent faith in the earth?
Yeah.
And the answer.
Well, he will if I'm still here.
Yeah, he will.
Glory
he will.
To God. That's
he
what
will.
You have to determine. I'm going to be persistent in faith.
We have to determine that.
That's
so if you look on your paper there, we're going to this persistent faith part 2. which is, where is that? It's right there. Persistent Faith Part 2. And I wanted to remind all of you that all of these outlines are available online for you right
George,
now. The information.
You're the best at research.
It's all where are we now? 244 days, 45 days, somewhere in there, of outlines that are available on prosperity alone. And we need this to prosper. You've got to have
the word.
You have to have a faith determination
and
to do it.
And not just have it, but act on it.
And act on it. Be doers of the word. So in persistent faith here, we're just kind of reviewing what this woman said. She did not take no for an answer. You do not take no where the word of God is concerned. You bite down on that word, you bite down on your healing, you bite down on your prosperity. Whatever it is, you get aggressive about it and you don't take no from the devil.
That's right.
The devil says you'll never be debt free.
He's come to talk you out of it.
That's exactly right.
Because nothing belongs to him. So if he can't get what's yours, he doesn't have anything.
That's right.
But we say, you're not getting mine. You're not touching.
That's right. He tried to do that with Jesus in the wilderness. Yeah, when Jesus was there, he just kept trying to offer him this. And Jesus would say, it is written.
It is written.
It is written.
That's the answer.
It is written.
Yeah.
He finally said, it is said. Amen. And it said the devil left him for another time. But Jesus' persistence wore him down. This woman did not take no for an answer. She was relentless. She was insistent. She did not stop until she got what she wanted.
We can do that. Women can do that.
Women can do that.
Men can do it too.
Yes, that's right. And we have to be. She refused to give up. I'm telling you today, refuse to give up. It doesn't matter what kind of situation you're in the middle of. Refuse to give up. You get back on your faith. You get back in the Word of God. You get these materials that we're offering here. Or you go online to kcm.org. There's a lot of free material on there that you can order or listen to. But you get the Word down on the inside and you stir yourself up and you be just like this woman. You refuse to give up. Her persistence wore down, her persistence wore down the resistance of that judge. He didn't get to her. She got to him.
That's right.
And everything changed.
She did.
She tenaciously, stubbornly, and persistently kept coming, and she would not quit. And now yesterday, Gloria, we talked about this definition of persistence. You read the definitions there, persistence. What's that telling you?
Firm or obstinate continuance in a course of action in spite of difficulty or opposition.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't quit.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Persistence applies nonstop. Constant, continual, steady, relentless pressure to a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Persistence does not let go or give up until all resistance is broken and the desired result is attained. Persistence in the faith.
Persistence in the
if
faith.
If you're believing
right.
for something that didn't come when you thought it ought to, you don't quit. Unless you don't want it anymore.
That's right.
You don't quit. You never quit.
You don't quit. I watched you and Kenneth. When the Lord spoke to you and said, believe for the citation 10, I don't know exactly how many years it was from the point that He spoke to you.
It was a while.
It was a while.
Because we were not borrowing money, we were paying cash. That makes a big difference.
Exactly. And there was.
In a lot of ways.
We don't talk borrow
around
here.
We didn't pay for it two or three times with interest.
No. And I remember year after year would go by when Brother Copeland would play the video. Yeah. Of the citation 10.
Believe in God.
And in that video, remember it was Amazing Grace, singing the song Amazing Grace and watching the plane. We did that year after year after year. And I remember one particular convention, I was sitting in the partner meeting and I was watching this again and the thought crossed my mind. I thought, Lord, when is that going to come? When is that going to come? And I sensed the Lord just inspire me. He said, keep going. Just keep going. Believing. Keep believing. And then, of course, we were all here the day that we acquired that airplane and flew it on the property.
Victory.
And landed that plane.
Yeah.
And celebrated with our partners the fact that that thing was overcome. And, you know, you'd think that the world would be really excited about an entity believing God for an airplane debt-free. They get upset.
Well, why not? Why are they upset?
Because they don't have one.
They didn't get the thousands of dollars in interest.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the point that I'm making about the citation 10 was you stood in faith, believing God, and we were persistent about it. We did not give up over it. I remember when we had a smaller jet here, and we could have sold that jet and put the money towards the 10, but the Lord spoke to Brother Copeland and said, sow that into another ministry.
And it was a seed.
So you have to really, you know.
Sometimes when you're dealing with Brother Copeland, you just have to hold your breath and say, and obey. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, that's right. But it's, you know, he's got, I must say.
But it works.
He's
proven it out.
He has, and he has the most inspiring faith.
He does. He really does.
I've never seen anything like it. And it's something that I aspire to. I do. I aspire to that kind of faith. I like to say things to Terry that, you know, she's usually the one. She's very much like Kenneth. She is. Sometimes she'll look at me and I see that face, you know, and the eyes. And she'll challenge me with something. George, let's believe for this, or let's give our house.
Yeah, some little idea like that.
And I must say, Gloria, I'm not walking in pride over this, but there have been several times when I've said things to her that she'll go, I'll have to think about that.
Yeah.
But we must be persistent in this. Yeah. We cannot let go. We cannot give up. We cannot throw in the towel. And we have to have that obstinate continuance in that course of action that we do not give up. And I'll give you a couple of examples here. Here's one in point C down there. This is Luke 11 in the Amplified Translation. It said, Jesus said, which of you has a friend who go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread? For a friend of mine who is on a journey has just come and I have nothing to put before him. And from within will answer, do not disturb me. The door is now closed and my children are all in bed. I cannot get up and supply you with anything. I tell you, although he will not get up and supply him anything because he's his friend, yet because of his shameless persistence,
yes,
and insistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. Now, isn't that something? Shameless persistence and insistence in this.
Yeah.
We go to the next page there, Gloria. Here's the situation with Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was persistent about his healing. And it says in the New Living Translation in Mark 10, 47 through 48, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And then it says, be quiet, many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder. Son of David, have mercy on me. What was he doing, Gloria? He was persistent.
He was persistent.
He was tenacious. He wanted his sight. And it says in verses 51, he was not going to quit. And in verses 1 and 52, Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said, my rabbi, he said, I want to see. And Jesus said to him, go, for your faith has healed you. Instantly, the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road.
He just wouldn't quit.
He wouldn't quit. He wouldn't give up. And Gloria, that's inspiring to me.
It is.
That's inspiring.
Now, when you start out to believe for something big, like jets and houses and even cars, you have to just decide, I'm here for however long it takes. I believe it won't take long, but I'm not quitting. I'm not giving in. That's what you do when you believe, you receive when you pray. That word, take it.
Exactly.
Know that. That helped me a lot. If I want something that, you know, where it's a situation you'll have to believe for, I take it when I pray. I keep it till I get it, till it's manifested. If it's a car,
a
house.
That's right.
I'm living in it. I'm driving it. I'm flying it. In Jesus' name, you don't quit.
Glory to God.
You say, yeah, but it's so slow. How long does it take to pay off a 40-year mortgage?
40 years.
If you can do it.
Yeah.
So it becomes a way of life.
Here's an interesting revelation that the Lord gave me about time. You can decide whether or not time will work for you or against you. And when a period of time goes by, what are you going to do with that time? Let's say you are believing for that house and time is going by. What are you doing during that time? Are you complaining? Are you griping? Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Are you being like I was when we were frustrated? We had to move out of the house that we were, the rental house, and move into your house. And I was frustrated with that. Not that we came to your house. It was a wonderful experience. But I'm like, I want my own house. Yeah. And the Lord got on me. He says, I want you to get aggressive about your faith. What are you doing with your time? And here's what the Lord showed me. He said that if you will use your time wisely, you can use it for your benefit. If you'll take that time that you're standing, and that's what it is, it's a stand of faith. It's a persistent, determined stand of faith that you don't get off, but you stand firm and you just stand there and you don't move. You stand there and don't let the devil intimidate you at all.
Don't give up.
And he's don't give up.
Don't turn coward.
So whenever there is a time lapse that's going by, I've made the decision, I'm going to get in the Word. I'm going to listen to the messages. I'm going to use that time. I'm going to confess the Word of God.
Say.
I'm going to declare it and I'm going to use that time. It will be a faith builder for me.
That's right.
What's
going to happen? The devil's going to figure you out, and he's going to say, if I challenge him, he's just going to get stronger, and he's going to eventually get it anyway. This is a losing situation with George.
That's right. He did it where the devil was concerned. Jesus was so tenacious and persistent, and he just kept saying, the devil would say something, he'd just look at him and say, well, it is written.
It is written.
And that's what we have to do. Devil, it is written, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
Amen.
Devil, by the stripes of Jesus, or by the Word of God, it is written that he meets all of my need to the full according to all of his riches and glory. And you just get downright obnoxious in the spirit.
That's right.
You know, have you ever been?
Stay with it.
Have we ever been around somebody that's been obnoxious and they just
same thing over and over and over, and over.
We can be that way.
That's
you can be that way
it's
where the called, devil is concerned.
Let's use persistent.
I think
so much better than obnoxious.
Okay.
We're persistent. Hallelujah.
And what do we got? 2 minutes left here. I'll read a couple of things.
Okay.
In the incident with the widow woman and with Bartimaeus, he got fed up with being blind. You know, there's just a point where you have to get fed up.
Yeah.
I am fed up with this car situation. I'm fed up with this money situation. I'm fed up with whatever it is that is standing in my way. And the same thing with these two, they got persistent with their faith.
Yeah, that's true.
She was persistent. He wouldn't take no for an answer. He didn't care who was standing around Jesus, and he didn't care that he was yelling either. I'm getting to that man. I'm getting to my need. And he was not about to shut up until he got what belonged to him. And that's, we have to be that way.
Well, we start out with one thing that is absolute truth. When we believe we receive based on the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
we're going to get it. Now, the devil might talk us out of it. Might look like it's taking too long.
Right.
But if you don't move off of it, you're going to have a manifestation.
Yep. And you said something very important, the phrase you said, based on the Word of God.
That's right.
Whatever you see in the Word, you can have. Whatever you see in the Word, you can be. Whatever is in the Word belongs to you. We just have
to
access it by faith.
That's right.
Declare it and receive by faith from God. Take what belongs to us.
I worked on that. I started believing God for a house, and I don't know when I started, but I remember mm-hmm. when we were in Tulsa in the little rent house.
Mm-hmm.
I really got mm-hmm. high behind, you know. And at that time, I had enough money. This is all I had.
Yeah.
I had this certain amount of money. And I was praying, when I went to the grocery store, I was praying tongues that I didn't have to put anything back. I mean, I'd pray. Now, this is when I started believing for
mm-hmm.
a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you can't even buy groceries without using your faith. But I tell you, I wouldn't let go of it.
You wouldn't let go.
And it came to pass. Well, it took a few years, but how long does it take to pay off a 40-year mortgage?
Yeah, that's right. I'm so glad we didn't borrow money on any of these buildings.
We'd still be fighting those payments. Jesus.
Glory to God.
Yes. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And our provider.
He is our provider.
We're out of time, George.
Okay. Well, we'll have to be right back then.
We'll come back and see you in a moment.
I'm Chris Neer, and this is my wife, Kathy Neer. We've been married for 26 years now. This coming week, so I've been attending the Believers Conventions every year for at least myself for 26 years. And Kathy's what, 30.
I get every new book that comes out that Kenneth has. And when they send you the partner letter, sometimes they put little bookmarks in there, but they have confessions on them. So that's something like in the morning I get up and I just read through all my confessions. I mean, it's not like I'm just reading. I mean, my heart is in this. I pray over the horses before I get on them, and that's just what I do all day long. I'm praising the Lord and repeating all these things I've learned. This horse was young. She wasn't ready to be out on trail rides or anything. All I was getting on her for maybe 20 minutes at the most, and then I was putting her away. And for some, I have no idea, either I touched her wrongly with a foot or something, and next thing you know, I was on the ground. But I went to get up, and the bottom of my leg was not moving. And I went, uh-oh, something's wrong here. And I thought, okay, here I am out in the pasture. So I just started dragging myself to the barn. I kept thinking, okay, if I can get to the barn, there's a phone there. So I just started dragging myself, but the bone kept trying to pop up. So I was holding the bone down and dragging myself. Took me about 4.5 hours to do that, just to go, 125 feet.
Kathy Neer was in that field for several hours with a broken and twisted leg bone until a neighbor finally heard her cry for help.
So he called 911 and he called Chris, and plus all that time I was saying, body, you will not go into shock. My blood pressure is going to be perfectly normal, and for me that's 110 over 65. And my resting heart rate will be 65, you know, but I'm going to be fine. So then the paramedics came and they're doing all what they do, you know, taking your blood pressure and your temperature. And he went, oh my gosh. And I went, what do you mean, oh my gosh? He said, well, your blood pressure's normal. Your heart rate is normal. Your oxygen level is great. You're not in shock. I said, well, of course not. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Well, most people that have that type of injury and lays in a rural area in the field for 4 hours usually bleed to death, as a rule. And for 4.5 hours being out there, she was being washed over.
Surgery was performed to repair the traumatic break, and the hand of God was evident to Kathy and Chris throughout the procedure and the recovery. Even the surgeon was well pleased with the results.
After the surgery, he said, now you're really perfect. And he said, but I could not have done that to your leg if it hadn't been that your bones were in excellent condition, your muscle tone was in excellent condition, your arteries were in excellent condition. That's what he told me. He said, I couldn't have done what I did if that hadn't been that way. And you know, I've been lifting weights and working out for 30 years and claiming my youth is renewed as the Eagles. But see, I learned all that from KCM and all the teaching and coming to the conventions. I'm not gonna leave this earth one day sooner than God wants me to, because it's taught me how valuable I am. It's taught me how to change my words, to think differently about renewing your mind, and that life and death is in the power of the tongue.
What can you do today? How are you?
Well, I can walk my 3-4 miles again. I can use my treadmill. I can use all my exercise equipment. I have started riding a horse again. I can wear my high heels again and go to church dressed the way I like to go to church. And people go, you're wearing high heels. I said, well, of course, I'm healed.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.